Welcome to Scottish/Reads. As always, I'm Alex.
And I'm Jay.
And this is the smutty book podcast you never wanted or needed, where we discuss books, authors, tropes, and tentpene. Please be warned of spoilers and swearing from the outset and throughout.
Welcome to episode 11. If you like The Beast more when he was human, you're straight. That name was given to us from Kelsey. Kelsey is not our guest on this episode, but we do in fact have a guest. We have got Virgo Queen Megan.
Yeah.
Who we tried to get for our reverse harem episode, but she canceled on us last second.
I did not cancel. I thought Alex and I were talking about, she was talking about two different meetings. And I wanted to be there. And then I thought that she was like, oh, I can't make that date. It was bad. It was a very large misunderstanding. This is why threads are very important.
My God, how is it we've not even been on this podcast episode for 1 minute and you've already Virgoed so hard over it?
I mean, we shouldn't tell her that we wing every episode. We have no plans ever.
No plan. This episode is completely planless.
You know, it's a great thing. Then I actually do have a picture book that I can show you with all like the different like monster fucker anatomies.
Stop.
You want to see it?
Yes, always.
Okay, I'm not used to having like headphones that have attachments anymore. So ripped it out of my ears.
Who does?
Let me go find it.
Oh my God, Meg, remember when you dropped your AirPod in snow? You can
leave me alone. It's still out there. Actually, I need to go find it. It's probably melted.
Your AirPods.
The snow.
Snow has melted. Okay, where did I stick this book?
I mean,
okay, this is very
non-verbal. This is the anatomy one where it shows you like all their skeletons, right?
Yes, it is.
I remember finding pictures for this, but we do have to give a background on Megan. She is our monster fucking OG, her and Kelsey, which is why Kelsey was on our first season episode. Yes. And I have to say, the fact that you're also the editor for Amanda, you're just equally cursed a bit.
Okay, listen to me. She did not have me edit A Whistle in the Dark, which is also not by her. So there was nothing, that never happened. She didn't edit it, or I didn't edit it. She didn't write it. But yes, I was not consulted on that particular book.
Me and Jay have just recorded our episode with Amanda, which is actually the last episode of the series. A Whistle from the Dark is actually written by not A.M. Corey, and it is basically a fic about Thomas the Tank Engine CNCing the Fat Controller.
Again. Anyways, equally cursed. I mean, one of the things I know that people have been really into recently is the tentacles, and I can't get behind it. I'm sorry.
I can't believe you can't get behind it. Okay, it isn't for everyone. I will admit, it's not for everyone. However, for the people it's for, it's pretty great.
I mean, Lillian Lark's one, Stalked by the Kraken. Everyone's like, oh my God, and the tentacles. And I'm like, no.
Oh, I actually have not read that one yet. For me personally, the OG tentapene is Arcanthus in Shielded Hearts, yep. I think it is, by Tiffany Roberts. That is the OG for a lot of us.
Wait, he has tentacles? I thought it was just like separate.
Yes, okay. Yes, well, a four-pointed star, but yes, that is the tentapene. You know, because he opens and then like suctions inside and then fires a barrage of cum at the pussy.
Baby, we spoke about this with Kelsey. Kelsey showed us the like schematic for it.
Oh yes. I still didn't understand it was tentacles though.
Yes, it is considered tentacles.
I hate that.
Is he like a tentacle thing? Nothing else about him is tentacles.
Nope. So he is an OC, so he's an original character of Sam Griffin's. Sam Griffin drew Arcanthus, and then Tiffany Roberts asked if they could use it as one of their characters for their book.
Oh, I didn't know that.
I love that.
I know, Sam is an amazing artist. Very, like, draws all of the characters for the Infinite City series. Very lovely.
I've been wondering where she gets like such such consistent art, and I'm like, it's always like so fast, and it's like immediately they have new ones and all the different kinds, and I'm like, that finally makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and yes, I like that lovely. Tiffany Roberts got permission from the original creator before doing it.
Mm-hmm.
Unlike some authors.
Oh my god, we're being salty. We're not even 10 minutes in yet. Love this.
I'm always, we're always salty.
Hey, tentacles survive in salt water, you know? So this is perfectly on brand.
That was a good stretch. I love that.
None of those stretch. We're there.
I just thought a really like cursed thought about like the pH of a vagina in terms of like tentacle longevity. It doesn't matter. I don't want to talk about it. Meg, do you have a favorite?
No, I have to wait. The pH of the vagina and tentacle longevity.
Yeah.
Explain.
Well, because like they like salt water, so you mm-hmm. think that the vagina is not a salty area, and it's,
you know, it's, you know, these books are fantasy, they are fiction. So
I'm just saying, I'm concerned regarding the peen.
I think there's freshwater octopus, right?
Yeah, there is
octopi.
So what we need to do is we need to find out what kind of peen Arcanthus has, if it's like
tentapene.
Yeah,
I know, but is it freshwater or salt water? Is this not, why do people not think about this?
Because Arcanthus doesn't like live in the water, you know, he's like a walking, talking, breathing on top of the earth, not immersed in water character.
Do you know what? I feel like then that this kind of goes on to cock pockets. So what we need to discuss now is your love of mermen.
You know, you really should have said dragons there. I do love mermen.
No, listen, dragons is going to be the last thing we talk about because we need to discuss about you wanting to fuck Abraxas, but we'll get there.
Oh my god. Okay, for everyone listening, please stop. I thought Abraxas was a dragon shifter. I did not realize Abraxas was a baby dragon.
He's not a baby. He's a fully grown dragon, but he's a pure being who smells flowers.
No, he's also not... Okay, it's so sad. He's like a bait beast, you know, like in dogfights. And like basically Manon like sees him and like chooses him as her mount because he like kills a huge one of the big bulls attacking him. So he's a pure baby from the beginning and he loves wildflowers.
He loves to smell them, Meg. And Meg was like, ooh, a dragon.
Yeah. Like, hey, listen to me. I come from the world of monster fucking. I dipped my toes into Throne of Glass. I didn't actually read the books. I will correct that soon. I didn't actually read them. So I was just like reading like Cliff Notes, Spark Notes, you know, just to make sure I was like on the page with what happened. I know a lot of the spoilers to the series. I did not realize he was not a dragon shifter.
There's no dragon shifters until Crescent City. So
yeah. Mm-hmm. Spoilers for House of Sky and Breath. Oops.
Yeah, we had our episode. Don't worry about it. Okay. Who cares? At this point, so, where have you been?
I retracted those comments, but we can continue on. Yes, mermen. You know, I haven't read many books with them just because like there's not a ton of books where they're like, at least that I have found in the circles that I run in, you know, all the discords that I'm in, where, quit laughing at me. I run in circles, okay?
The cock pocket circle is not one you're involved in.
The cock pocket circle. Wait, if it's a girl mermaid, is it like a cock? Is it like a pocket pussy?
Yeah, a pocket pussy.
A pocket pussy.
Mm-hmm.
I can't decide if I love that or if I hate that.
I don't like it.
I think I like it. I like it. It fits with the, you know, cock pocket pussy. It then, you know.
It fits.
A pocket pussy?
When I like pictured like fucking a merman, for some reason mm-hmm. he always had like normal legs.
So because he had no penis otherwise until the pocket.
Well, no, yeah. Well, he does have a penis. It's just like locked away. I just never thought of him.
Well, then at that point, it's just a man that probably has like scaly skin and, you know, he just needs moisturizer.
No, I was thinking,
all right, he needs to have the tail.
Listen, it was more of like an H2O scenario that, like, if he touches condensation, he's like, oh, Cleo! And then he gets the fins.
<that way. laughs> All right. So you don't want a merman. You want like a mer shifter.
I don't know if it's a mer shifter or if it's just that they get legs on land.
I say yeah, because Tharion's a merman, and then you know he in water
has legs tail on mainland. Yeah.
Oh, I spoiled. Trigger warning. We're going to talk about Tharion right now, and I know that he triggers.
Oh, well, that's a trigger warning.
Fuck's sake.
I truly, sorry, Sarah.
There are like hot mermen. Listen to this. There's a hot merman, and then there's like Tharion. It's just the worst.
I feel like Tharion was hot in book one, though. He was hot in book one, because he wasn't whiny and annoying.
Yeah, I mean he sucked.
He was mysterious and alluring in book one, and then in book two, you know, SJM was like, let's figure out what he's so mysterious about, and then we all said no.
Yeah, it was the worst thing ever.
Yeah,
he was. I mean, that's the other thing. Like, I've always thought of it as that mermen get legs on land. I've never read a book where it's like them completely underwater.
That's what I'm saying. And they have that H2O Cleo moment where they touch condensation and then flop away.
Stop with H2O Cleo.
Cleo. Condensation.
I can't with you.
Hey, at least I understand that reference because I did watch those. This would be more embarrassing if I didn't.
I mean, yeah, I've watched them too. Also, I googled if there was freshwater octopuses. There are not, actually.
Isn't that octopi? So,
yes, yeah.
What do you want from me?
Baby, octopi. I want you to know the difference. My God.
She's not a monster fucker. We shouldn't expect that out of her.
Exactly. I mean, is Alex really a monster fucker though at this point?
I'm like a poser monster fucker. I like fucked about with Ice Planet Barbarians for a while, and then I was like, I peaced out when the orcs came because I was like, it's just too much cum.
We did say it. It's like a, what is it? Pre-workout
and also a bit like a slip and slide on that mountain. Like that's the two thoughts I always have when I think of Orc Mountain.
I wonder if Cecilia is. Okay, so you know, we're talking about like, is there like female mermaids? Do they have pocket pussies? Will you allow me the permission to share my screen? Oh, gracious host.
Wait, what?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I will.
I'm almost concerned, but we'll see.
I don't know if I want. Okay, yeah, just do it. Wait.
You have to allow permission. Me. Yeah.
I feel like I'm trying. It's not come up. Are you asking?
I mean,
also, I have to laugh because I'm on my school Zoom account, so.
I love that. But I mean, also, when she logged in. Like, I cry for your search history. Ooh. Oh, you okay? Ooh. There you go. You're sharing.
Okay, beautiful.
Oh my.
Yes. So these are Cecilia's.
Okay, but this is like.
I like these. Like,
but I what's feel it called? Like
Ursula. Yeah.
Yes. But Ursula was like a Cecilia. What the hell is that?
This
is like a penis. No, that was like a fuzzy penis and balls. Kelsey should be here to see that.
Okay.
Yeah. So like Ursula. Okay, this is very interesting to me that I found out. Sea witch is actually a form of like mythological monster with the octopus body. I did not realize that. I thought it was just like she was a witch in the sea.
Yeah, no. So there is a person who has a Patreon. I'm not sure if their handle or anything, but they draw like Cecilia art, and I really desperately want a book about Cecilia's. So if there's any authors
who
are listening.
How do you have sex with an octopus?
Woman. I'm sure that she has a pussy somewhere down here.
Is it not underneath?
I mean,
yeah,
I
but then it's like, where do all the legs go during it?
Up like, the way. Like.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I mean, you
would
know.
Would she have a pocket pussy or would she have a cock pocket?
Oh.
I don't want to join. All right. Please hold. There's another art piece that I wanted to show because I know it's a good one.
Meg, what would you say your favorite monster is? I knew you were going to say dragon, actually. I don't know why I'm asking.
Yeah.
I don't know why I'm asking.
Yes. If you had to ask my second favorite, I think I would have to say probably werewolf. Yeah.
Really? Werewolf. That's really unexpected. I thought you were going to say something wild, like leprechaun. Like, that was really wild to me.
Okay. I might have Scottish, or I might have Irish blood, but I would never say leprechaun. No. Oh. No. I mean, you know, we all talk about how we all started reading romance books at a very young, stupidly young age. I got started with like the werewolf shifter books on Wattpad. So, you know,
On Wattpad. Shout out to Wattpad.
You know, I still have a bunch of the ones so many saved. Oh, I know. I still have some saved that like I read when I was like 16, 17. And I read them again like a year ago, and wow, a lot of them were very bad. Terrible.
Yeah, we had really bad standards once upon a time.
But like, you know what?
Back to reading some fan fiction, I'm like, oh,
yeah. Yeah. See, I should have went Eugen. I should have gotten hooked on Casey early because she writes some good shit.
I mean, apparently I started too high, too fast. I went too close to the sun. Oh my God, Alex.
Yes, I'm sorry, Alex. I know another episode brought around to Cresley Cole discussion.
Everything.
The last episode we recorded, the one before the last one, I brought Cresley up at like every second sentence.
She was really into the author. I mean, we do have a dragon shifter in Immortals After Dark who is probably going to get a book. So who knows?
If he does not get a book, Cresley, I love you. I will write to you every day if he does not get a book.
I think that Uther's going to get a book, Meg.
He needs it.
Yeah. He's also like a king, isn't he? I feel like he's like king of the dragons.
I also feel like his book is going to be better than Cian's book, so we're good.
Well, Cian was a little bitch in his book, but that's a separate thing.
And yes, he was.
Which is her most monster fucking book, but we love the wing play, what can I say?
Although, while we're talking about Casey, Meg, why don't you just go on like a spiral about how much you love Malcolm? Because I just finished his book and I'm not okay.
You know, Jay was right. It does very much have IPB vibes. So spoilers ahead for Demon from the Dark. I just love him.
I love Ruby.
I love Caro. I love all of them. I can't believe you don't love Ruby.
Oh, listen. Okay, the only acceptable child is Thad. Right, that's the only one. Puck, who was in Sabine's book, could have been a dog, and it would have the same.
Oh, effect. Yeah. I don't care about Puck.
I can't believe Ruby. Caro betrayed Malcolm for fucking Ruby. God, although she was less annoying at the end, and I did love her.
Okay, listen to me. The best part about that book is the found family trope. Like, I was in tears at the end. I remember I was messaging in a group chat somewhere when I was like reading like the last like five chapters of that book, and I was just screaming. I was pacing my apartment. I was stressing out my dog, and it was because you know what happens at the end of that book. Again, spoilers. Yeah. I'm sorry, but like. You know, she gets ripped away from him and he's like there. And then so he is a, what do they call it? A
Vemon.
Yeah, a Vemon. Okay. So he lost the ability to, I forget what they call it, teleport? Trace. Mm-hmm. He lost the ability. So then in this crucial moment, Caro has been stolen from him by a red-eyed vampire. He was a friend, okay? He was a friend who was supposed to take Caro and Ruby away for safety, okay? But, you know, his life and his life's child, right, have been stolen from him by a red-eyed vampire, and he is so determined to save her that he forces himself to trace, and he just traces from, like, place to place based on her memories.
You're lying to yourself and to everybody else if you do not say the best part in that book was when Ruby was like, I want to show Malcolm to my friends because I saw
him. I know!
I fucking sobbed.
Step Vemon.
It's honestly one of the best. It has to be one of my top three books in the entire series.
It's really broken. I mean,
it made me cry so much.
True in the beginning.
Okay,
because
Alex,
of his past.
It is. It really is. But you know what? I pushed through it. I was like, he gets a happy ever after. Okay, you are not allowed to come in here and be like, oh, I really love Lothair's book. Malcolm's book is top three.
No, okay. Listen, Meg, enough. Do you know, right, it goes Sweet Ruin, right? It goes Cade's book, and then it goes Bowen's book. That's it. Then
okay, I do love Cade's book, but that is also because I highly identify with Holly.
Book because Cade is so anti-feminist, and it's so hot.
So anti-feminist.
Alex is like, Cade is just a walking bag of red flags, and that...
I'm like,
that is my catnip.
I'm like, degrade me, daddy. Like, honestly, like, fucking,
deceive
yeah.
me, daddy. Deceive yeah. me, baby.
Oh, amazing. I love him. Okay.
I mean, there's a lot of, like, classifications. We should probably talk about what we actually consider monsters, because I don't
think I want to ask Meg who her favorite IPB guy is.
Oh. Isn't it Mardok?
No.
No. Okay, Mardok is Kelsey's. I do have to admit Mardok holds a special place in my heart, but it's Rook. And he's very much like
Rick is the unhinged one.
yes, he is. Literally, okay, so, all right, spoilers ahead for IPB. If you haven't read them, you need to read them. This is just going to be the whole series. So there's like, right, so they have a book, right? He literally bashes Harlow over the head. Again, Harlow, a redhead, who's a mechanic.
Talker.
A STEM woman. We love STEM women. Bashes over the head and then just like proceeds to like hide her away. He does not know like any part of the language because he's been living by himself since he was a child.
Isn't he Rahash's brother?
He is. He's Rahash's brother, Ruby's sister-in-law.
Yes.
Okay, the way that Alex was so excited that I knew that.
It's good knowledge. It's good knowledge. Rahash is the best.
Yeah.
Second best to Rook, of course. But you know, he doesn't know the language, so he's like has to learn the language with Harlow. Harlow only knows the language because she got like the language dump, right? And then later, you know, they are inseparable. He prefers to like, you know, he chooses to stay with her at the tribe, and he chooses to like let her stay with the tribe as well, despite the fact that he hates the tribe, has been raised to hate the tribe,
and he see becomes them as, friends like, with Rahash because his brother loves them.
Friends, it's so sweet. Okay, so you can't make me cry again. Found family trope. Okay, it was beautiful. And then in a later book, when like the cave collapse happens, Rook, you know, like this is off screen, but like Vectel's like, Rook is so feral, he's threatening to take Harlow away.
Vectel,
yes,
can eat a bag of dicks.
Yes,
I don't care.
I don't care about Vectel. The whole point of this dialogue was Vectel was a vessel to show me how amazing Rook is in book 8, because he was just like, Rook is feral. You know, he wants to take Harlow away.
At least he's interesting.
Like, yes.
You're boring as fuck. My God.
Oh my God.
Listen though. Okay, can we just take
this
a
is,
moment, Megan?
Vectel is not safe. This is a Vectel not safe space.
Yeah.
Can we talk about for a second the scene with I know it's pronounced Hayden, but I absolutely refuse to call him that. Hayden is walking with Josie.
I cannot tell you. Okay, so first time I read these books, I bought Kindle, I downloaded it, right? I read these books out of order. Okay, this is before I even joined the Discords. All right. I like saw this and I was like, I have
the Discords, plural.
The Discords. Yeah. And then I read the books out of order and I remembered that scene, but I couldn't remember what book it was. So I reread every single book in order, trying to find that scene. I was
like, oh my God.
Is the top tier. Mermammal actually drew this. I believe it's only for the Patreon, like the NSFW version, but like Mermammal drew this. And this is the scene. Like if
Mermammal is like really just the gift.
Okay, Mermammal, if you're listening, God, I would pray that you do listen to this. Please do covers. I will buy covers of all the
episodes. Oh, hell yes. They should definitely do covers.
Yes,
I'm not sure how to pronounce.
Like even
I'm
like, do you know how you get like the dust jackets for even like the paperback?
Yes.
Yes.
I would buy anything and everything IPP. They draw them.
Yeah, and a little legal advice: as long as you give some money to the actual author, it's officially licensed by them, and you can profit off it. So, Mermammal, do so. SOSJM licenses everything, so she gets profits.
It's a smart business decision to license all your art. I mean, people want fan art. The fact that there was no fan art of House and Sky, I'm sorry, this is a monster fucking. I mean, Angel, technically.
There's a dragon shifter.
Okay, nobody fucks her.
Yeah.
Okay, but anybody. Rune Listen, does go down Flynn, on a fawn.
Flynn
so
is going
I
to fuck
say,
the ever-loving shit out of her. I can sense it. I hope we get a Flynn POV in the next book and it's just him railing her.
You know,
okay.
the silence after I said that.
Who's so aggressive?
Show us how really unhinged you are.
Yeah, right?
I love Flynn.
That's because he's really toxic. You love that.
Yeah. I also love Rune. I don't know if I've mentioned that. I love Rune, yeah, as in Rune from Sweet Rune, and also Rune from Crescent.
I'm Rune.
Carry on.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. A dual purpose name.
Yeah.
I mean, clearly.
I'm surprised you haven't written a book where your own character's name is like Rune, so you can simp for another Rune.
There you go. Oh my god.
She's like, write that down, write that down.
Literally. She's like, okay. Quick. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. I don't know if she can ever simp for someone more than Rune and Rune, though. It's just not possible.
Unless there comes a third Rune.
Ooh,
the ultimate Rune.
The ultimate Rune. Actually, no. All three of them would be the ultimate Rune. I know you don't like RH, Alex, but this would be perfect because they're all like the same, you know, name. They are.
I mean, it works out, really.
So it's not really three men. It's just one man with three bodies.
I kind of hate that. I think we should end the episode with Meg. I want you to tell us what's the next monster fucking book you're going to be reading.
Yeah.
Okay. So, oh gosh, there's so many. Actually, I think the next one I'm going to be reading is I need to be editing for Amanda. So it's going to be Sin and Spell. I'm sure she'll talk about it in the future. Yeah. And it might be out by the time this episode's released, but Sin and Spell is going to be coming out later in April.
May. Yes. I think it's May.
May.
May 13th.
You know what? Yes, it's a graduation gift for me. It isn't, but I'm pretending like it is. So I'm going to be reading that very soon to edit it, so that way it can be released to you all in May. And Eden is precious in a handful. And
I have devious. Read a book, I think, with an incubus. I mean, I guess I read a succubus book, but that doesn't really count.
You know, you're going to have to read it. It's, you know... Again, Amanda writes second person POV, which again, well, when I first started reading it, I wasn't really used to it at all, but then I absolutely fell in love with it. But it's going to be Eden's an incubus, and you, the FMC, are a witch.
Ooh, I like that.
Oh, I love that.
I'm so excited. So yeah, that's next up on the docket. Otherwise, I opened up my reading book tracker.
You guys should know that Meg has trackers on trackers on trackers.
She's a portal.
She has a deep love for spreadsheets.
Yeah. I do. If someone wrote a book that was like spreadsheets for the monster, oh yeah. Mm-hmm.
I feel like Chuck Tingle would have written that. I honestly feel like he did.
There probably is actually a Chuck Tingle book out there. I just closed it. I'm even making a spreadsheet for Alex, which I'm still working on.
I love it.
While she uses it, so it's like under edits while being worked on. Ooh, actually the next one I might read might be The Dragon's Bride. I already read it because I signed up for the Patreon just to get early access to the book, because Katie Robert does like early access for her patrons, but I'm gonna read it again once it's released.
I love that. Course,
it's a dragon book.
Of course it is. You love dragons.
Mm-hmm. I do love dragons.
I think she likes dragons.
I mean, you know, yeah, it's, you know, what can I say? They're great.
There's a lot of very just cursed things that happen in monster books. I do want to read, what is it? Deceived by the Gargoyles by Lillian Lark. Yes. Love that new, like the new, like kind of old school romance cover trend right now. Mm-hmm. Like
that
her and Katie Roberts.
Is beautiful. Yeah. I'm going to be buying a paperback of that. I have a signed paperback of the Dragon's Bride from Katie Roberts coming. Probably in like 2 months after it's released, because she does that again for patrons. If you're at a certain tier, she'll like send you signed paperbacks. But I did just read Deceived by the Gargoyles like last week, and it was really good. I really loved it.
Oh yeah.
Mm-hmm. I haven't read Stuck by the Kraken, but it was it was really good. It's a good premise. I absolutely loved it, and I was like, I need to buy.
I'm really into like art right now as like a cover rather than just like pictures of people. I love the art.
And did
like,
you know that Lillian drew that herself?
She did?
Mm-hmm.
Oh my god.
I know, right? I was like, this is amazing.
I know, like, Kimberly Lumming does all of her covers too.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, people who can be artists, I'm like, how? But I mean, in general, we love our monster fuckers. I think it's getting more and more cursed too. Like, we're getting out there more and more for
all. You know, it can be wholesome, but it is like there are definitely cursed areas. you know, which Not I Am Core has written about. You know, she's also going to write.
People are trying to be the next, like, a bit obscene ones, you know? And I'm like, just write what you want.
You know, I enjoy wholesome. Like, Amanda's going to write an Easter one because one of our monster fucker mains and, you know, Whoop asked for, like, a bunny story.
Oh, God.
It's not going to be cursed. It's not going to be cursed. It's going to be wholesome.
It has eggs in it. That makes it cursed.
Yes. Yeah. Eggs in a different way. You'll just see.
But anyways, we love you all. Read what you want. Fuck what we say. Honestly, I feel like that should be our permanent sign off now.
So much for coming on, Meg. We've really enjoyed this. It's been so much fun.
Oh, I love talking about monsters. It's basically all I read.
Honestly.
I know, right? Like who doesn't love this genre? Get in line. Hop on
the bus. It's definitely like something that you can really get into. I think that monster fucking in general is like, you're not just suspending the belief, it's the belief that like you can be who you are and have this amazing monster come out of nowhere and be like, you are mine.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but that's just me.
No, it's definitely one of my favorite genres that I have explored, and it's so varied, like truly.
Into it's the really recent of the sea, too.
You know, fuck demons, fuck angels.
Yeah.
Fuck the, you know.
Fuck like biblical angels, which are like disembodied balls of like.
Oh yes, yes. I have seen art with biblical angels. You know, fuck a slime monster if you want. There is a book that has like a slime monster in it. You know.
I know there's one with the biblical monster. It's like Ezekiel's, or it has like a Bible quote on it. I'm totally blanking, but it's MM too. Which I'm also like, yeah, let's go. But we'll see. As always, we love you all.
Yeah. We will speak to you next week.